item four. Let's entertain items six and seven.
Item number six, from the Office of the Comptroller, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement for bond counsel services with Quarles & Brady, LLP, and to retain Crump Law Firm, LLC, as co-bond counsel for a term of 1 year with 2 one-year extension options.
Move approval.
Supervisor Romo West moves to adopt item number six. Ms. Bryan, good morning.
Sure. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. As the clerk stated, we're here before you for approval of recommendation for bond counsel services for a one-year contract with 2 one-year extensions. This would primarily address the 2014 corporate purpose issue. We had convened a panel. We got 7 responses. The best response from the panel was Quarles & Brady. Brian Lancer is representing Quarles & Brady and Lafayette Crump from Crump Law Firm, actually 2 Milwaukee firms that I work with. We have worked with Quarles & Brady's before and received good service, and we hope that you approve the recommendation today.
Thank you. Supervisor Coleman.
Ms. Bryan, can you tell the committee what the rates of pay are for these two gentlemen?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. The rates of pay would be $4.85 per hour for Quarles & Brady and $2.50 per hour for Crump Law Firm.
Okay. Did you? Was that sort of the initial offer? Was there any? Was there any attempt to negotiate those rates with these gentlemen, or they just said, Mr. Lanzer said my rate is $485 an hour, and Mr. Crump said my rate is $250 an hour, and we just said okay?
The rates were submitted as a part of the RFP and reviewed as a part of that process and reviewed by the panel. So we looked at the rates that were a part of the review of the panel, and those particular rates, the $485, was actually the tied second in terms of all the rates, in terms of the that was
second
submitted.
Highest, second lowest.
It was the that qualification was second. The cost was 20%, so they were ranked second. In terms of the actual amount, they were actually the middle of the pack.
I mean, I have no objection to the RFP process, and but I, in how I followed the transit process, we had an RFP with, where then, as I've read through the media and some things I've read, MV submitted a cost, and then they said, well, let's renegotiate our cost. And that was able to be done. So I assume that you would have had the ability to go to the prospective bidder and say, geez, these $485 an hour is a lot of money for the taxpayers to be paying for this service. Not that Mr. Lanzer isn't worth it and is an excellent attorney. Is there any way that we could discuss that fee and maybe lower it on behalf of the county taxpayers? Do you think you had that authority to do that?
I would have to have an additional conversation with Corporation Counsel, but our understanding was that in the RFP we asked everyone to specify a rate, and that's what the evaluation was on. So since that's what we communicated to the respondents or potential respondents, that's what we stuck to, so that to not change things after the fact.
So you don't know if you had that authority? To
my understanding was that we did not. I could go back and see, but that was my understanding. If it was not presented in the RFP, then my understanding was that you couldn't go back and change.
Well, we have a long agenda today, and maybe at some point someone from either the transit who was on the transit situation or someone from the county executive's office can explain to us when and if in the RFP process someone from the county can then start to negotiate a price with the prospective vendor, because apparently you can with transit. So maybe you can investigate in that in the future just in case, because we're dealing with scarce tax dollars here. And, there's a bit of sticker shock for the average Milwaukeean to say we're paying someone $485 an hour.
Supervisors Jerzyk and Schmidt.
My question is, when you did the RFP process, did you include questions regarding malpractice insurance?
We, I don't know if particularly malpractice insurance, we included provisions that were standard for the county in terms of liability in that regard.
Because the one of the reasons these attorneys get the big dollars that they do is because of the potential liability with regard to their advice, especially in this kind of an area where there millions of dollars are being talked about. So I think a very valid question is the extent of the attorney's firm's malpractice insurance. I would think that would be a key question.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there are opinions that bond counsel is required to provide as a part of the bond documents, as well as opinions that the county may ask for different issues, and they are held accountable for that directly.
In a large firm like Quarles & Brady, I would assume there is a fair amount of malpractice insurance there, but perhaps before board day you could confirm that, please. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't want to belabor too, but Mr. Lanzer and his firm, Quarles & Brady, have represented us in the past, or do we know what the last contract was, how much an hour?
The last contract per hour, you have to help me out, Brian, I think it was $275. That was a number of years ago.
Okay. Well, I think you just bring up some good questions. I have, well, I would recuse myself, if that's the right word.
Recuse.
Because I know the Mr. Lanzer quite well as a parish member and a man of great integrity. And this Quarles & Brady has a unique expertise here. They're probably the best firm in the state of Wisconsin. I think most people would agree with that in public finance. You do have to pay something, and I don't know what the other bids were, but I would think they were pretty significant, too. We've talked about it, and we know when we talk about in other contracts, too, that, and I don't begrudge anyone for what they make, if they have the expertise and the education, and it provides a needed service, you can pay a lot less and not get good advice and have all sorts of problems. The liability question is a very real question here. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here, and we want good advice, and you need to pay for that advice. I think in the past, though, a lot of law firms have, taken a rate, maybe not at the top scale, but have usually, when we find out, we ask, we say, well, they could be asking a lot more, but they're only charging the county so much. So I guess I would go along with co-chairman Cullen on this. Is this something that we could, because the taxpayers are paying for it, and I don't begrudge it. If that's the rate, and that's a fair rate, then we pay it for both attorneys, for both law firms, I should say. But I guess that, in these times, the county executive certainly looks at us, cuts our budget $2.5 million. It's cutting everywhere else. It's making employees pay more and more, et cetera. Then I think everybody has to tighten their belts. So this has been a theme I think we've had in this budget, and I supported that theme. So I think those points have been made. But it has nothing to do with the integrity and what kind of service we get. And I don't think any of us have a problem with the representation we've got and what you picked. But those points, I think, are worth looking at. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
That the majority of the cost will be financed by bond proceeds. So in relation to what we're discussing, how does one get a percentage of bond proceeds versus how much is tax levy? And also, I see Mr. Crump here is receiving $250, and he's receiving $45. So was that negotiated on and agreed upon between the RFP or between the two councils?
Sure.
Right. Yours is significantly much more than his. So how was that determined?
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if I don't answer every question, would you mind repeating them?
Sure.
The way the bond counsel services are financed is because they're working on a bond issue. It's paid for in the cost of issuance of the bond issue. You have federal limits on how much you can include, but for the most part, all of the work that bond counsel provides for the county is usually related to a bond issue, so it's paid for with those funds, and that's an appropriate cost to be paid. If there are services that are provided outside of a bond issue, the county budgets small amount of levy every year for those types of costs. In terms of the fees of the bond council services, for the most part, will be provided from Mr. Lancer. Mr. Crump has not served as a bond council before. Similar to our last contract, we're trying to grow that service within Milwaukee County because there are very limited number of bond councils services within Milwaukee County, and then in terms of DBE, really next to none. And in order to have them, you need to grow them, so the county's continuing that practice to try to grow it locally. And I think you may have a third question, I just don't remember it. Okay.
Sure. Yes, the rates are comfortable. They're rates that we've discussed, and they're tied to standard hourly rates. As you may be aware, you know, larger law firms are going to have significantly more overhead than a firm of my size, and so the rates are tied both to the overhead as well as to the level of expertise that the various attorneys have. You can see that there's a range of rates for the various Quarles and Brady attorneys, and I would let Mr. Lancer speak to how that will be parceled out among the members of his firm, but just to relate to the disparity between the two rates, much of that is overhead as well as level of experience in the area.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, as Mr. Crump stated, there are a range of rates for the Quarles and Brady attorneys. My rate, which was stated, is $485. I'm the most senior lawyer that would be working on the county's matters and have the most experience. The rates are less for younger partners and associates, and our anticipation would be that under my supervision, we would use those attorneys to the extent that it's appropriate and possible so that the hourly rate to the county is more in line with the rates that that those attorneys would charge.
Thank you. Supervisor Cullen brought up a point about open to you know, a lower rate. Are you open to that, or you said that you're 45 and that's what you deserve?
Well,
since you, you know,
it is,
you brought it up.
Do I deserve it? It's a rate that's based on the experience I have, the kind of matters we work on, as was mentioned before, the risk that's involved in giving a bond counsel opinion on, you know, millions of dollars of bonds that the county issues. So there's many factors other than my time that go into that rate. And so I guess the best test of whether it's a fair rate is the rates that, you know, were proposed by other firms who are in the same business and provide the same kind of services.
Okay.
And on that measure, it is a fair rate, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Lanza. Supervisor Romo-West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted, for the record, to say that as one of the more seasoned members of the Finance and Audit Committee, we have for a number of years asked Ms. Bryant to try to locate a firm within Milwaukee County. We previously got these services from, I believe, Chicago or someplace outside of Milwaukee, and actually outside of Wisconsin. And so then we would have to incur the cost of, you know, flying those people in and having them, you know, worrying about getting the meeting done in order for them to catch their plane and get back to where they needed to go. And so I honestly believe that by, and I appreciate the effort of getting a firm that's within Milwaukee so that we are able to, you know, we will, I think, save money in the long run on the fact that we're not flying somebody in or paying for their travel expenses and putting them up in a hotel. And, yeah, so, again, I just want to thank Ms. Bryant, and I did move approval because, again, this is something that we've been asking for, and I understand that people may have concerns, but I want to thank her for her overall effort. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to adopt item number 6.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.